From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey begins airstrikes. Turkey has carried out more airstrikes against Kurdish rebels, the Prime Minister's office said Wednesday. The airstrikes targeted six Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, locations in southeastern Turkey and northern Iraq. The statement also said authorities have detained more than 1,300 people inside Turkey in raids against suspected members of the PKK, the Islamic State, and other militant groups. Meanwhile, Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe into Britain since the beginning of the year, and 1,500 overnight on Tuesday. Prime Minister David Cameron says his government will help France secure the tunnel site.
On the issue of Calais, this is very concerning, as you said. We're working very closely with the French. The Home Secretary met yesterday with the French Interior Minister. We've invested money in the fencing around Calais. We're also putting fencing around the entrance to the tunnel at Coquel.
As many as 10,000 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond are living in squalid camps in and near Calais. Cameron has rebuffed attempts by other European leaders to force Britain to take some of the refugees. You're listening to VOA News. The Afghan Taliban is rejecting reports that fugitive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. A Taliban spokesman contacted by VOA insisted that the group's leader is very much